you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And now you're listening to Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Hi, this is Jameson Tyone, and I stand for my godmother, Paula Terpstra-Shaw, who's been impacted by cancer. There's a lot of people that do a lot of great work for cancer charities and stuff, and when the Cubs brought up that they were going to do this, I was like, I'll help any way I can. I'd love to be a part of it. The Cubs are obviously very charitable, and they love the city of Chicago, and they support where support's needed, so that's really cool. I mean, I think it's awesome that they're doing it. They're going to shine light on a lot of different organizations and different ways to help, which is really cool.
I cannot believe Cubs for a Cure week and weekend and the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon is almost here. This has been something that we have been planning. At this point, I think 13 months ago, right? Last July, when Crane and I got together and we're talking about this thing. The president of business operations for the Cubs, Crane Kenny, with us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. All right, Crane, we've had the idea. Now we have to actually execute this thing.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and hope your voice is strong going into next week. You got a long one in front of you.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it. I've been saying, you know, I got a 4 and a 2-year-old, so this 24-hour thing will be like a vacation. That's not going to be the problem. you deserve a lot of credit for the actual idea. What gave you the idea for what's about to be happening here?
Well, you know, it's kind of born out of tragedy in many ways, right? So we lost our good friend Lynn Bramer, your colleague and our close friend at the Cubs, more than a year ago to prostate cancer. And we had a celebration of life for Lynn last August, which was beautiful. We called it Lynn's Binge. And we had his favorite chefs in town prepare food out in Gallagher Way, and we had a great moment with Sarah and the family on the field, and you know, it was a day to celebrate Lynn's life. But kind of as we move forward, we started talking about, you know, what can we do more than celebrate Lynn's life, and maybe do something to try and move against the disease that took him from us. And I know you suffered a similar loss with your brother Brad, and I lost a good friend of mine, Peter Heck, in the fall, and we. You know, you and I started talking about, like, maybe it's time for us to turn our attention to raising funds for a cure here. So, you know, super proud of our partnership with Odyssey, with you. Our friends at Cologuard have stepped up in a big way to be a named sponsor. Our American Airlines friends. I heard your clip with Jameson. You know, our players. At spring training, I asked the players if they would get involved through the creation of custom cleats that we could auction off, and It was really incredible. The answer wasn't yes. It was how much more can we do? Literally to a man, wanted to get involved, wanted to do something to help raise funds. Our 50-50 raffle will go to a group of really deserving cancer research funds. So listen, we're gonna do something amazing next week, and our goal is to raise $1 million in a day, and I think we're gonna do it.
I think we're going to do it too. You know, I'm a gambling man. I'd bet on it. It's going to take the Scoreheads to come out in a big way. It'll be the biggest philanthropic event in the history of this station. But I definitely think it's possible. You know, CubsForACure.com, and we're going to have the ability to get suites and tickets and experiences and autographed memorabilia. And there's going to be athletes and doctors and cancer patients. And it's going to be a truly incredible broadcast. But then also, that's the Radiothon portion, and we can get into any more specifics. The 17th is kind of the culmination of all of it, bringing the iconic stand-up-to-cancer moment of the World Series and the All-Star Game to Wrigley. It's never been done before at a local game. What do you think that moment is going to be like in the fourth inning of that game against the Blue Jays?
Yeah, I think really special. In addition to our friends and family that we've lost, another family member of ours, Ryan Sandberg. So, you and I were working on this last summer, really.
Yep.
And then at the convention, Ryan shared with a few of us that he had prostate cancer and was in a pretty tough struggle at the time. He has since turned a corner, thankfully, but he and Margaret were really behind in the count last January. And so I think, the timing is coincidental, but it's also, I don't know, maybe there's something poignant about it that, we just decided to do this and one of our great Hall of Famers is battling cancer. So I think our fans are going to show up in a big way. Ticket sales are through the roof, which is what you'd expect. And, it'll be a tribute to Ryan and a moment for all of us to think about those that we lost and those that are fighting the fight. So I think it's going to be a real big moment for us. And our players, I just can't say enough about them. I've seen some of the custom cleats. Some players are letting local artists do their work. Some of them are really putting their own mark on them. So I think the fans will really enjoy seeing what our players are wearing that day.
Man, it's cool. CubsForACure.com is how you can give right now and get a lot of the info that's been going of all the work that's been going on between Danny and Crane and everybody at the Cubs. God, I love that Lynn Bramer is still the inspiration for some of your work there, Crane, down deep. And what a wonderful thing that was last year. And he would love all of that that's going to converge at the ballpark on the 17th, wouldn't he? He would adore every bit of it.
Yeah, his two great passions coming together. As we all know, his perfect day was a Friday day game at Wrigley, followed by a concert across the street at the Metro. And, that's what we did a year ago, and you were great to MC that over at the Metro. And not a day goes by. I listen to XRT on the way in every morning, and not a day goes by I don't think about him and our good friend and unique personality in our city and a true loss for all of his listeners and his friends.
After sampling our takes, obviously. You listen to us, and then you listen to XRT, right?
I'm going to have to plead the fifth on
okay.
that one.
I probably
spend a little more time with the music. I get enough of you guys during the game.
Well,
that?
You know, the manager doesn't really like Danny's takes either, Crane. He talks about it with great frequency.
Yeah,
so
my feelings a little bit.
You got a special relationship there, Danny. I know you guys go back a bit.
Yeah, no, we do. You're 100% right about your organization and your players, though. Yeah, so, my brother Brad grew up with Council in Whitefish Bay, so Craig is going to be calling in on Friday morning, so around the 21st or 22nd hour of the Radiothon. Ryan Sandberg will be in studio at 11 a.m. on Thursday, so that's hour two of the Radiothon. Tyone's in studio at noon, that's hour three of the Radiothon. And then, we've talked to, 15 current players probably to record their testimonials, including people at Marquee, veteran players, young players. Cancer's touched everyone. I don't want to spoil any of it because they're all their personal stories and they're going to hear them on the 15th and the 16th. But like Pete Crow Armstrong just kind of blew me away with his story and his personal connection to cancer and how much it's impacted his life and his willingness to share it. And the design of his custom cleats was really well thought out. And it's just, it's a thoughtful group of guys that have made planning this thing, which is complicated. It's a 1,000-piece puzzle. They've made it really, really easy.
Well, and they have a lot coming at them. In addition to playing the games, obviously there's, folks are asking them to do a lot outside the lines. We try and stay out of their way mostly. And I got ahead of this one in Arizona in March and said, if you guys are willing, I'd love to see you lean in here. And then really they took it from there and I didn't have to urge anything after that. It was Jen Martindale, who's done a great job coordinating with Jim Obojkovic, the clubhouse activity. she just kind of weekly would give me an update, and she's like, you know, they want to do this, they want to do that, they're bringing these folks on board, they're getting these local artists. I'm like, wow. I mean, we lit a match and the fire just took off. And anyway, just credit to the quality and character of the players in that clubhouse. Yeah. A really good group of guys.
And so, you know, then again, the cubsforacure.com is where you could donate. I would, you know, cautiously recommend if you can wait for the 15th to the 16th to donate, because we're going to have a bunch of matches. We've got a lot of individuals of means and sponsors and all that that are going to be doing some double matches, some triple matches of your dollars when they come in during the Radiothon. So get ready for August 15th to the 16th. It's going to be an absolutely massive event. And yes, tickets are available, cubs.com/specials. And if you go to that game on the 17th, a portion of the proceeds are donated to the cause. What else is happening in Gallagher Way? I know you guys have been very kind to Brain Up, which is the organization that you introduced me to, that I'm now on the board of, local brain cancer research charity here that is one of the major recipients of the funds that are going to be raised during the Radiothon. But I know we've got a Brain Up booth at Gallagher Way before the game on the 17th. But what else is going to be happening, you know, before the game on the 17th?
Yeah, so the Gallagher Way is going to be have a bunch of things going on. Our friends at Cologuard are going to have a an informational booth, as will some of the others. So some of the other groups that will be benefiting, you mentioned Brain Up, a really wonderful group here in town, Stand Up to Cancer, the Lynn Sage Breast Cancer Foundation, Bare Necessities, which is a pediatric cancer group, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Illinois, Prostate Cancer Foundation, the Rolf Pancreatic Cancer Foundation, and the Children's Oncology Group Foundation. So those,
what a great
those
group.
Are the groups that will be benefiting from this. We're going to have everything from dunk tanks, where some of your favorite and less favorite people will be there. Raffle tickets are available not only in the park, but you can do it online. We think it'll be a really big jackpot. We're going to seed the jackpot with $100,000 to get it started. So this will be a mega jackpot for someone to win half, and the other half will be going to the agencies I just mentioned. Wow. Special T-shirt giveaway. So for all the ticket buyers, special ticket buyers, you'll get a Cubs for a Cure T-shirt on the way in. And then, as you mentioned, throughout the game, we're going to have some really cool testimonials that you'll see on the video boards and throughout the ballpark. So, you know, interesting. It's a first take for us. Like, you were there on the ground floor. We're building it, building the plane as we're flying it. I hope this is something we can do annually, and certainly, you know, no better cause in trying to put cancer a little bit in the rearview mirror.
It's amazing that Stand Up to Cancer, which has become this iconic moment, you know, for MLB, has never been to a local ballpark before. Was that a tough sell, a tough conversation, Crane, or were they into it?
Actually, no. I'm not sure why that hasn't happened. We Rusty, the woman who runs Stand Up to Cancer, we hit her with. We know this is generally a marquee event, whether it's World Series, All-Star Game, or other. But we'd like to do it in honor of our friend Lynn, but also just everyone who's been struggling with this. And their answer was really simple. They said, let's do it. So, you know, maybe it's a pilot for some other teams to do as well. But right now we're just focused on next week and getting Danny through 24 hours of talking.
I will be fine. We've got everyone here at Odyssey, and the score has been pretty amazing. And the guests and the patients and the doctors and the athletes, it's going to be an absolutely incredible thing, and certainly my honor to do in my brother's honor and Lynn's honor and everyone else who is fighting this terrible disease. Again, cubsforacure.com, cubs.com/specials if you want to get some tickets.
Hey, Crane, while we have you, a couple of business nuggets for the Cubs president of business operations. As the marquee deal ends with Comcast, what, at the end of September, lots of viewers have asked, and it's an opportunity to ask you if there's any update, what the future of the Cubs and Xfinity is, if there is one at this point.
Yeah, you know, it's been an evolving relationship. We were partners for 15 years at ComcastSportsNet.com, and then they renamed it NBC Sports Chicago. And then, you know, we separated as business partners, but we're partners in distribution. And so Marquee has been carried since we launched in 2020. I don't see that changing. We still rate as the top program in our time slot when we play. We know how important the team is to this fan base and in the region that we broadcast in. And Comcast is, you know, they are the dominant media provider in the market. So I think we get a deal done at the end of September leading into the fall and then next season, but we haven't gotten there yet. And it's just sort of the cadence of these things. I think we didn't get our initial deal done for Marquee until the day before opening day, and there was a lot of hand-wringing, both internally and externally, about getting the deal done. And I know a lot of fans have said, like, why does it always take until the last minute? I wish I had a better answer than it just does. But I've been doing this for 20 years, and it seems like these things all happen, always happen just, you know, within 24 hours of expiration. So, you know, we sit tight and keep working, and hopefully we find common ground between here and October 1st.
Deadlines make deals. We know that. Can you let listeners know just how seismic the what's going on in terms of regional sports networks around baseball, the kind of effect that this is happening having on ball clubs, on payrolls, on just like the way organizations run? This is a big moment in the game, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, media rights and media revenues are usually, for most clubs, the second largest after ticket sales revenue line for their budgets, and they're declining. I mean, that's true in Chicago and Boston and New York and everywhere else. You know, we're fortunate there's no debt at Marquee, and so the bankruptcy you're seeing at the Diamond Networks isn't a risk for us. But you are seeing declining revenues from affiliates, which really just means cord cutting. You know, I've got three, you know, kids that are between 22 and 30 years old, and none of them buy cable. They all stream their programming, and they have YouTube TV to watch the Cubs. So it's just a different model for younger consumers, and younger and older consumers, to get their media. I'm a relic. I still have cable plus all the streaming services, but a lot of people have chosen not to, and it just means there's less revenue coming in for all the RSNs. So until recently, for most of the season, if you were a Atlanta Braves fan, you could not watch the Braves on Comcast in Atlanta. The same was true in Milwaukee with the Brewers and the Tigers and Detroit and a number of other markets. So it's been bumpy for baseball fans this summer. The league is watching anxiously as Diamond tries to come out of bankruptcy. I think that's a big moment for everybody to look at, to just see what's the effect going to be on payrolls for next year, because you would assume some rational behavior by the clubs that have declining media revenues, and that, you know, they'll find ways to save money elsewhere. So it's a big story to watch, and I know you guys are on it because I've gotten a lot of texts from Danny, at least, about what does all this mean.
Yeah, I definitely go to you to help me exactly understand it from the team standpoint anyway. All right, again, Cubs.com/specials for the tickets. I really do think being there on the 17th at Wrigley would be a really worthwhile thing. It's going to be an incredibly special day that is over a year in the making. The Cubs for a Cure Radiothon is the 15th to the 16th. If your company still wants to get involved, email me, 670radiothon@gmail.com. My DMs are open. Can we confirm any participants for the Dunk Tank yet on the 17th? Who do we got?
That's going to be a surprise list. I think that folks will want to buy some baseballs and throw them, though.
Okay.
So, yeah, it'll be a good list of folks there.
When I heard Council, I was like, all right, I don't know that I can that I buy that Council's getting in a dunk tank 2 hours before first pitch. I don't know that I buy that one.
I'm not going to say anything. How's that?
Okay.
We'll let people anticipate. But before we go, I do want to throw a thank you to Mitch Rosen, your boss and our partner. The resources he's made available, you two in particular, as well as the morning show and everything else, coming out to Wrigley Field and promoting this event and drawing attention to the 17th and what you're doing on the 15th and 16th. So to Mitch Rosen, if he's listening, I hope you are. Huge thank you from the Cubs and all the cancer agencies that I mentioned earlier. You've been really, really terrific for us this last 6 months.
I was going to extend the same from Mitch and Odyssey. It's a really amazing partnership between the Score and Odyssey and the Cubs, that we can broadcast the games, cover the team honestly without interference from you guys, but then partner on something like this to raise seven figures for cancer. You know, I'm not that old in the business, but I've been doing it for a long time and on different stations and in partnerships with different teams. It is by far the most professional working relationship that I've ever been a part of. And this event is going to be truly amazing, Crane. So it's our honor to do this with you guys. So thank you for the time today.
Appreciate it, guys. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and the weekend, and I'll be ready for next week.
Yep. Thanks, Crane.
Us as well. Thank you. That's Crane Kenny, President of Business Operations, the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, the 15th to the 16th. Like, I mean that, man. It is a really, really cool thing that we can be critical of the team, ask tough questions, do that sort of thing, and then also broadcast the games, but then also, hey, you want to leverage Wrigley Field and a 50,000-watt radio station and partner on this, and we'll help you guys get access to players and sponsors, and you get us access to doctors and patients and your audience, and let's go do the biggest fundraiser that this 33-year radio station has ever done. Like, it's a pretty incredible thing. It's pretty unique.
Pretty unique, multi-layered relationship that often does not happen that way. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited for the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on Thursday, man.
The thon!
We are less than a week away. If you want to get involved, please, please hit us up. We've got a lot of really, I mean, sweets, meet and greets, autographs. We got a first pitch opportunity for people, so like if you
here's your chance, Speaks.
pool your money, get your company together, text your people, be ready the 15th to the 16th, because there are going to be some things that you say, oh man, you can't buy it on this day for this donation to this cause. You're actually going to be able to buy these types of experiences.
If you donate for the first pitch, you get to bring someone with you to be the umpire, and you just have to say, like, hey, you get to be a part of it.
That's right.
You get to go stand behind Clark and give a strike call no matter what.
Clark didn't know what to do without me there. Have you seen him on other first pitches?
He's just absolutely clueless.
He looks very confused. Yeah.
Have we whiteboarded why we say thon? Because in Mitch's emails, he separates the two things to radio thon.
That's not why I do it.
Is that not why you do it?
No, I just called it the thon the other day to Tanny, and I think Tanny liked it, and then we ran with it, and then Mitch ran with it. But now we've got that added visual clue as to Mitch's emails.
Yeah, I think Mitch is running with it, not knowing that in the subject of all of his emails, it's radio space thon.
Yeah, no. Mitch making a mistake in an email is not something I'm familiar with.
It doesn't even really register.
It doesn't register. Yeah. I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
An incredible sporting event yesterday led to some conversation that really highlights the state of the modern sports fan. It's next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
I was listening to those two gizmos giving you a hard time. And
are we talking Parkins and Spiegel?
You got
my
it.
My guys? Yep.
Afternoons on The Score.
Booker, James.
I'm going to pick and roll.
Oh. Curry. Throw the lead.
So Team USA advances to the gold medal. Steph Curry has his signature Olympic moment. Durant, LeBron, and Steph in the finishing group. Embiid had his best game of the tournament by far. And it sets up, we got dual men and women's same gold medal game, USA versus the host country of France. So we get Wembanyama going against Team USA.
Yesterday, that game was happening while we were on the air, and you and I watching it during breaks and occasionally picking up
during your takes.
And then as the game ended, just before the top of the 4 o'clock hour, we talked it through and lived in it. I don't know how many people had a chance to watch it live yesterday, but I know that I went home and I got home and Ruben, as has been the case all week, is like, is there some Olympics on? You know, 12-year-olds like, and we've watched a little bit of everything. We've watched some gymnastics. We watched table tennis doubles, which was freaking awesome. Watched badminton. Watched all kinds of stuff.
And just because we respect the Olympics.
We really do.
How are you watching it? You have no idea where it is.
I figured it out. And so yesterday, Shane, because I used the wisdom that I've always had and nothing that I learned like this week, I went on to Peacock and I grabbed that basketball game and I sped through the first half because I thought there'd only be a certain amount that we could have time and attention for. But we watched the second half, watched the whole second half of that game, and it was freaking awesome. Awesome. I knew what happened, but I was staying quiet. And little dude was riding the waves and like, come on, USA, come on. And like totally into it. And he's not a huge sports fan, but he knows LeBron.
Sure.
He knows Steph. And I was telling him all about why I love Steph. And it was like, it was an unbelievable, and not Steph Parkins. My bad. I do love Steph Parkins.
It's okay.
Yeah. But we're watching. And it was an awesome viewing experience for father and son to watch that game. And I hope people watched it last night. I don't know if they played it in full. And I don't think they played it in the primetime window because they showed a bunch of other stuff. But you can just go grab it again via Peacock, right? Shane, that's how you do
Peacock.
It. Yeah.
Mine's YouTube TV. But okay. Peacock, I'm sure, but Tammy and I both consuming on YouTube TV, great platform for
it. Okay, all right. But I mean, it was great television. And then did you hear all those guys talked about it afterwards?
Let's hear some of Durant after the game.
Yeah, that was at the top. That was at the top. One of the best games I've ever been a part of for the simple fact that we dug deep, being down 15 that late in the game. I think we were down, 15 with like 11 seconds to go in the third. And the fourth quarter dominance that we showed, I think we won 34 to 15, 14. And by our defense and getting out and running transition, we barely called plays. We just played off of each other well. You know, it was a lot of nonverbal, you know, actions out there. Guys just knew each other were going to be on both ends of the floor. It was special, especially to be a part of Steph Curry. We talked about each game, somebody have to step up. It might be your night. And he came and had the best night out of anybody the whole tournament. So incredible to watch him knock down shots to keep us afloat. Bron playing extremely hard the whole game. I mean, it was incredible, man. Joel was insane tonight. I just love what everybody did.
There were five MVPs on the court at the end. All of you wanted it so badly. That's kind of a unique moment in basketball history.
Yeah, it is. I think this game is going to go down as one of the most memorable games for anybody. You see Jokic on that end doing what he can do to will this team to victory. Then you got, you know, MVPs on our team. You also got to give other guys credit too, like the Bogeys. And sorry if I'm forgetting number 30's name, but he played a great game for them as well, shooting it. And their whole team played extremely well. It was just high-level basketball that people could enjoy down to the wire. It was great entertainment, but it was also great basketball.
Man, see, I forget. Maybe others are like me in this way. Like, I'm so used to seeing Durant as being like mercurial and like cryptic and kind of defensive. And, you know, sometimes he's that way with the TNT guys. And he's certainly got an odd presence online in that way. To hear him like excited, grateful, and empathetic, and that was really cool to hear after. It was really cool to watch.
He's a very smart guy. He has reverence for basketball. He loves it. He loves the history of it. And he loves the sport of it. He hates how it's discussed in media. Legacy, rings, rankings. He hates that stuff. So that game being, in his mind, pure basketball, you know, it doesn't surprise me that he spoke in those types of reverential tones to it.
Yeah, it's pure. It's right, because like, he's talking about just guys using each other and like nonverbal stuff and not running plays and just everybody showing up and wanting it, playing hard. And there's some selfless stuff going on.
But then the game ends, and he's got a couple of days off until the gold medal game, and it's 5 in the morning in Paris, and Kevin Durant was online. And I don't know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how much of this you've seen.
I haven't seen any of it.
Okay, so I'm about to blow your mind.
Because I heard that it's like a 4-minute chunk of Durant. I watched it, you know, late last night, and I was like, oh, man, that's beautiful. And my vibes were so good.
Are you guys aware of where this started? Durant responding to people on Twitter? Are you guys aware of what the first tweet was?
Well, no, not the first one, no.
Okay.
But I saw the most popular one.
Yeah, okay, you saw the most popular
God,
one.
God, I didn't see any of this.
The first one is...
I've got all the good vibes for Durant. They're about to go away.
The first one is amazing.
As someone who's been in an internet beef with Kevin Durant, I'm very attached to the things he says online.
Okay. There is a guy who has the following Twitter bio. YouTuber... Denver sports analyst for Mile High Sports, co-host of Locked On Nuggets. Oh. So he literally hosts the Locked On Nuggets podcast.
Okay.
All right. He has 28,000 followers. His handle is at SwipeACam. He had a picture of Jokic. And remember, Jokic on the Nuggets.
He's a Nuggets player.
This is what the host of Locked On Nuggets said with a picture of Jokic. Serbia just took the most talented team in the history of the planet to the wire with a medal on the line. Team USA was a 16-point favorite. The whole country should be proud, with a picture of Jokic in his Serbia jersey, suggesting that the whole country of Serbia should be proud. Durant responded to him, "Where are you from?" And that's how it all started. Is it basically saying...
So Durant is not reading people's bios who he decides to talk to. Okay.
Or he is, and he's just like, I think he probably is. And he's,
like, where's your American pride?
Where's your American pride?
Right. And he's probably calling him out for bias as well.
That's, yes. And so then the one that went crazy viral was, to all you Nuggets fans, no one gives a bleep who y'all lames believe is the best player in the league. Players got major respect for Yoke. We don't worship him like y'all do, but most are in awe of his brilliance. Trolling you cornballs for rooting against us is a part of the game. Deal with it.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about the fan culture that's been created recently.
Up Speaks, check in on the vibes.
Look at my face, dude. I'm like, I'm cringing. My head is down. I'm disgusted.
Kevin Durant sucks online.
Oh.
He sucks online.
But he's so interesting.
Shane, you heard him right there post-game. I was like, that's freaking beautiful.
Exactly. That's great. That part's great. Give that guy Twitter fingers. He sucks.
You know what? You know what the ingredient is there? The
conversation you guys were having with each other in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, thank you.
We just wanted to get single digits by 7 minutes.
Right.
That's right. All we were talking about.
I'm gonna live with this. My head raised up.
You know, get it to 5 or 7 with 5 minutes to go. We looked up. We down 5 with like 7 minutes to go. I'm like, all right. We're in a good spot right now. So defensively, we turned it up even more. We got stops when we needed to. We made them miss. We got a couple lucky bounces, too, as well, because, you know, they got an open three there when they were down 2, miss. But that was just the momentum of the game, us playing great defense the whole quarter.
That's
they
right.
get a shot that looks like they're not in the first quarter. They'd have made that. So in the fourth quarter, they didn't make that shot because the pressure we put on them throughout that fourth, it was just incredible basketball. I was glad I was just on the court.
Oh, glad I was on the court. Thankful. Let me get my gratitude journal.
No, first let me read a tweet.
Good morning, everybody. Let me meditate. Let me get my gratitude journal. I'm blessed to be alive. Go ahead, Danny.
From KD Trey 5 on Twitter at 6:50 a.m. Paris time after one of the greatest basketball games ever played. Let's talk about the fan culture that's been created recently. A lot of huge egos who believe that they are the reason for the advancement of a sport. A lot of idol worship. A lot of hate and division based off wins and losses. A lot of disrespect of the work being put in by these incredible athletes.
Mostly
by people who don't know what it takes to be good at anything besides talking. Go do something and get out of the way.
Oh my God, Kevin. Somebody send him a book of Marcus Aurelius meditations and send him out to like a couch somewhere on the Seine and just have him do that. Take away his phone.
That's what y'all do, y'all clowns. Use players to push these corny agendas y'all got. This
Log
is a brotherhood, fam.
Off.
You are not a part of.
Log
it's a problem now because social media got you clowns walking around with your chest out like you mean something. You don't. Your takes don't matter.
You're helping make it worse, Kevin. You're helping push it into the abyss of freaking misery. My God.
If I'm telling you to stop tweeting, you should probably stop tweeting.
It's so
stop tweeting,
funny
Kev.
To me.
Oh, stop tweeting.
This guy is so put off by the egg. But I think there is one thing in there that I find interesting. The idea that it would somehow be weird for a Nuggets fan to root for Serbia over Team USA because they are a Jokic fan.
Sure.
Like, of course. Yeah. Jack is rooting for was rooting for Greece because of Giannis.
I get
like,
it. And then,
that's part of the modern fan culture of rooting for a player over a team. That is part of how it works in basketball in the NBA.
But isn't it possible, and I didn't see the rest of the guy from Locked On Nuggets, I didn't see the rest of his timeline, isn't it possible he's just like, he's glad America won, or he's proud of America to win, he's just also proud of the guy that he loves, Jokic, that he showed up strong and played well, and he wants Jokic to have a good relationship with his Serbian countrymen. Like, Kevin Durant doesn't need to take it that way.
I don't... Of course he doesn't.
So Kevin doesn't need to do that.
Danny, when did you and Herb stop hosting Locked On Nuggets, by the way? I thought it was you guys.
Like, so here's the thing about
Rick Camp hosts that about chicken nuggets.
Oh, it's so good.
Wow. Oh, that's a good one.
Modelo was a sunk cost.
It's a personal podcast. He just talks about the nuggets as he eats them.
Sweet and sour sauce changes everything. So
I'm trying to get a nugget.
Honey mustard.
So the funny thing about the Locked On podcast, like, formula and their blueprint is like, you do a podcast every day about your team, right? That's the hook. We did them when I was with Herb doing the White Sox show 5 times a week at least.
Ouch,
I wanted to go to the Locked On Nuggets and see if this guy had an episode about Durant tweeting at him. I'm sure he did. You know, maybe he had his episode already done for the week, you know, but that's just more content for the Locked On
and
folks.
And you clicked on the Locked On Nuggets link, and it was Camp complaining about the Chick-fil-A, just, you know, the non-fried ones, just the grilled nuggets. It's like, what are these? This is ridiculous. Where's my
nuggets?
Where's my breading? There's no breading here at all.
Did you see, you Campy got engaged? How about that?
Hey! Right. Congrats on Rick Camp.
He's less locked on those nuggets. He's more locked on love.
That's what he's locked on.
Congratulations.
I bet he's still locked on the nuggets.
He should be.
I don't know.
He should be.
No one should ever be unlocked on nuggets. It's one of the best foods.
It's delicious.
It's a great food.
Yeah.
Just stop calling them boneless wings. Anything without a bones
and
nuggets.
I just love that so much. Kevin Durant, 5 a.m. Paris time, responding to the Locked On Nuggets host, "Where are you from?"
Incredible.
It's a really incredible internet moment.
After I literally came in with my good vibe story of the day being Kevin Durant postgame.
It was so hilarious to me to wake up.
Incredible.
It's Parkinson's
America.
It really is. It really is America. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Doing it and doing it and doing it.
Afternoons on the score.
All right. Speegs and I do not know what this is, but we have one of our favorite Tennessee shows.
Skibbity bobbity.
Skibbity gabbity.
Skibbity bobbity.
Brought to you by Social Furniture.
Skibbity bobbity.
They're talking about Caleb.
Yeah, so this
Skibbity
is
Skibbity live out on Radio Row here, presented by Social Furniture.
That's the show.
That's when we met a guy named Skillman and his company.
Stillman? Jared Stillman.
I still don't know who it is.
Guy's a loser. He's a loser.
Stillman and company, or as we heard then and will never ever unhear, Skibbity bobbity.
Stillman and company live out on Radio Row here.
Skibbity bobbity.
Skibbity gabbity.
Skibbity cabbity.
Nope, skibbity boppity.
This just in from Ryan Porth.
So I'm always interested in what skibbity boppity has to say.
He's weighing in on our local sports teams. Hey, okay, we Bears play them week one. They got to be tracking the Bears.
We should go on with that guy, and he should go on with us.
Oh, yep. A little crossover.
No, I mean, he's on at the same time as us.
A little crossover. Simulcast.
There we go.
We can do that. He sucks, though.
That's okay.
We're good. He sucks.
Are we good?
Kind of like his team.
Yeah. Are we? Are they?
All right, what do we got? What do you say? What's he say?
So this was in response to Caleb being on Hard Knocks, that little scene where we had the little the just the bag?
Like a cross bag.
Jesus Christ.
Which I got one for Greece, by the way. So real men wear bags like that.
Kyle Long said he had one just like that. Just in a different color, right?
Exactly.
I don't even remember this.
Is it a backpack?
It's a real controversy when you're doing radio in Nashville and nothing matters.
It's like a cross between a duffel and a handbag. It's like smaller than a duffel.
Oh, right. It's the new fanny pack that everybody's wearing.
Yeah, it's not around your waist. It's around one shoulder and then back around the other arm.
Christine wears one of those. And lots of people, men and women alike.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I mean, in this example, we wish you wouldn't have used a woman to say.
It's a unisex bag that the For You tab on Twitter is making it.
I didn't use any woman. I did not use a single
Your wonderful wife.
Thank you.
All right. What do these idiots have to say?
I do not think that as a rookie, you can go in there and lead the team and say, hey, guys, here's my purse.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think you can do it. I mean, that would be like Caleb Williams getting up from the desk and bending over, so he gets up from the desk and bending over and you see a thong in his ass. That's what that's like.
This is the dumbest human being of all time.
He should be fired. Being a dumbass.
He
did nothing wrong. He's just an idiot.
Or he should be on this show so I can yell at him and then hang up on him. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard about.
I don't remember doing it, but are you sure that's not me doing a skippity boppity impression in the other room? Did you take my skippity boppity? You can't leave the team with a purse. It'd be like bending over and having a thong in your ass. I mean, like, seriously, that's something that we would do.
I do not think that as a rookie, you can go in there and lead the team and say, hey, guys, here's my purse.
That's Porth's old station?
Ryan. No, I think it's his competitor.
But he mentioned Ryan Porth.
From Ryan Porth.
Maybe it is his station.
I think so. I think it
he
is.
He should call whoever replaced him and have him fire him. That is the single dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, Jared Stillman sucks.
Once you relocate from Nashville to Chicago, like Ryan Porth has, you retain the ability to fire people in Nashville, right?
You should.
Yeah, they're like, well, Chicago wants him. We should just let him still have the power to fire us if need be. That is horrific. Tanny, you listen to that? My God. So
what the hell, man?
Backstory about that.
That's the For You tab on radio. Go on.
So Ryan comes in and he's playing it for me on his phone. And I'm like, okay, this is good stuff. We're going to go with it. And then these guys back here, they just keep playing and listening to it. And I said, I don't get short like this very often, but I said, the next time I hear this clip, it better be on the air. just please send it to Peter, whose last day was today.
Yeah.
Shout out to Peter and his ponderings.
Yes.
But yeah, so they got it in there. But yeah, it was quite enough of hearing this.
You can't lead a team.
It's not one of those bags that's around. It's a designer bag. Has anyone ever seen a rich person travel before? They all have these like Louis Vuitton.
How's it like to travel?
No,
Danny.
Go to an MLB clubhouse on getaway day. They all have
those bags.
It's the Louis Vuitton, it's one of those things. It's a duffel bag.
It's the old fanny pack, which has now become a thing, and it's convenient and easy to wear. It's fine. It is what it is. It's sweeping the world for all sorts of humans. And skippity boppity, it's too bad that he's threatened.
I do not think that as a rookie, you can go in there and lead the team and say, hey guys, here's my purse.
I'm looking at Jared Stillman's Twitter account right now.
Yeah.
Does it say IQ of 4?
I mean, he should be more worried about his hairline than Caleb Williams' bag. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Does it see whether he's wearing a fog on his ass?
Well,
I'm wearing a fog. He can't do that if you are a rookie. But if you're not a rookie, you can get away with that. Is that right?
Jared Stillman sucks.
Skippity boppity.
How did... The show is called Stillman and Company. How does Stillman and Company translate to Skippity Boppity?
Stillman and Company.
How bad is that guy's radio voice?
And who is the company? Who wants to keep company with that jackass?
I don't know, but they went bankrupt.
Yeah. No, all the companies should quit after that. What a pathetic, pathetic thing.
I do not think.
No, you don't.
Nailed that.
You lack thoughts.
Nailed that.
You lack thoughts.
Skibbity bobbity, I do not think.
Stillman and Kebbity, I do not think that.
God.
That's it. That's exactly it. Well, it's Cubs White Sox. I know what we're leading with next hour.
Bears props! Oh, Parkinson God. Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.